evidence your vibration has raised and you're about to attract a miracle.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled beyond belief, doing what I was put on earth to do, and that is bring you this daily personal empowerment podcast designed to help you take your life to the next level. So today we're talking about vibrations and how to know when your vibrations have really raised, have really gone up, have really skyrocketed. Because when they do, there's miracles around the corner. Miracles are about to happen in your life as you raise your vibration. Now, first, if I can say this, and I think this is important, a lot of times people are well-meaning in life. They say they're going to do something, and then they don't do it. And when they don't do it, they have a reason for it. Well, of course I didn't do it. I have a reason for it. And most of the time, 99.9% of the time, the reason for not doing it was not a life or death emergency. It was just something else that came up. Or it was a lack of concentration, or perhaps a lack of will, or perhaps a counterintention, a deep-seated fear or doubt. You know, here's what's important. When you say you're going to do something, do it. Do everything under the sun to make it happen. Because nothing raises your vibration like working daily to be a person of integrity. Now, if all of a sudden you start to notice that you are really going out of your way sometimes to keep your word, I mean, you're really putting skin in the game, as we call it, then that is a absolutely marvelous sign that your vibration is beginning to raise. And keep going. Stay with that. Stay with that level of integrity. It's very, very important. It will help you attract more of what you truly desire in life. You know, when we don't follow through, how does the universe know that we're not going to follow through? How does the universe know that what we say we're going to do, we're going to do? Just a thought. Next on my list, are you waking up passionate? Are you waking up excited in the morning? Are you getting out of bed going, yeah, I'm excited. I have a lot of things going. I have a lot of things coming together. Things are really beginning to fly for me. Excitement, anticipation. It's kind of like being a little child before Christmas time or Hanukkah or something like that where you get gifts, birthdays perhaps. And there is that emotional feeling, that anticipation of something very special about to happen in your life. And when you can get your mentality at that level and it stays there, so that every day you're saying to yourself, something special is coming into my life, and you're living with that level of passion and enthusiasm, your vibration has raised. It's gone up a notch or two, and there are miracles waiting for you around the bend. Next, number three on my list is self-awareness. And, you know, people that have low vibration have very low self-awareness. They don't realize when they're lying. They don't realize when they're engaged in negative talk about people or gossiping or any of that kind of stuff. They just don't realize it. They don't have any self-awareness about it. But when you start to become aware of your thoughts, your counterintentions, your fears, your doubts, your worries, and you start to take action to change those, that's big. That's huge. That's self-awareness. When you become aware of your emotions and your feelings, you're taking control of the very engine that connects to the universe, the infinite field of potential. And that's massive, because that's your vibration shifting, changing, and connecting with the universe. And remember, the universe matches what you are. Self-awareness does that. You know, increased self-awareness is also about being more aware of options that you have in life, decisions that you can make, and actions that you can take. There is no attraction without action. So, yeah, I mean, you can sit and talk about it. I have this, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't do this. I've got this one gentleman up in Canada, and every day he says he's going to get started. He's trying to save his marriage, and he's got two beautiful children and a wife that maybe she's angry at him. I'm not really certain. But he just can't get started. Every day he writes me, every day he texts me and says, "Hey, I'm ready to get started tomorrow." His favorite word is tomorrow, and I almost think that's a word that some people need to cut out of their language, out of their vocabulary, because it's always tomorrow with him. When you're motivated, when you're self-aware, you realize what you're doing to yourself, how you're sabotaging yourself with these tomorrow concepts, and you're focused on action today. What can I do right now to take action this moment to make something happen in my life, to make a massive change in my life?
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three is synchronicities. If you're experiencing more synchronicities, you know, perhaps you're thinking of a song, and all of a sudden that song comes on the radio, and you go, "Wow, that's amazing. I was just thinking of that song. That's crazy." That's a synchronicity. It means that you're connecting, you're in alignment with the infinite field of potential, and that's huge. It really is. How about when you see certain number sequences like 1111, 2222, 3333, 4444, 5555, and 7777? They each have a slightly different meaning, but the overall meaning is that you are connecting to synchronicity. And synchronicity is so important. It's kind of an alignment that you have with the universe. And remember, you're a co-creator of your reality. So that's very, very important to understand that. Well, you also begin to experience the desire to give more. You either give more financially, or you give more with your time, or with your services, or with your energy, but giving becomes a priority to you. You're not just a person who says, well, I want to do something down the road. You're a person that says, with whatever I have right now, I'm going to give more. I'm going to pay it forward. And you find a cause or two or three, and you get involved, and you sacrifice a little bit of yourself. You put skin in the game. Now, when you're in that state where you just want to give more, you want to share more, you're vibrating at a higher level. But it's not just the wanting. A lot of people want. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's not just good intentions. It's action. It's when you say you're going to call someone, you're going to call them. It's when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. When you say you're going to donate, you're going to donate. When you say you're going to show up and volunteer, you're going to show up and volunteer. It's skin in the game. And there's not that many people that put that kind of skin in the game. There really isn't. But that being said, I think it's so important that if you are in that stage where you are now giving more time and energy and doing more to help people, you are vibrating at an extraordinarily high frequency. And miracles, if they haven't already shown up, are about to just bloom all over the place in your life. Next is taking actions within alignment of your goals, your beliefs, your dreams. How many times have you ever watched Shark Tank? Have you ever watched Shark Tank before? And somebody will hem-haw around and one of the sharks will say, you know, I really like the product. I really think it's wonderful. It's a great product. But because you hesitated, because you hem-hawed around, because you had to think about the offer, I'm gonna drop out. I'm out. Why do they do that? They do that because that person is not in alignment. You see, people who have had high levels of success in one area of life or another, whether it be athletics or business or politics or something, they don't have time for people that are not in alignment. People that are squishy. I know in our business, Rachel and I, we sit here and talk about it on a regular basis, and we affirm almost daily because we have big hearts and we want to work with everybody. But we just don't work with squishy people. We don't work with people who are squishy, can't make up their mind, uncertain about things, always living in doubts and fears, can't make a decision. Those kind of people are people that are better off finding someone else because those kind of people are not in alignment with who we are and how we operate. You know, Andrew Carnegie said, successful people in all walks of life make up their mind quickly and change their mind slowly. Unsuccessful people make up their mind slowly and change their mind quickly. They're constantly changing their mind. That's a squishy individual. If you've moved away from squishy individuals, if you've moved away from toxic, how about toxic individuals? People that are always talking negative about everything. People that are vampires. You know what I'm saying? You get around some of these people and you just go, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. When you start to move away from those people in your life, and you start to cultivate relationships with uplifting, dynamic individuals that are excited and motivated and passionate about life. When you do that, then there's no doubt in my mind that you are now operating at a higher level of vibration. It's very, very clear. And that can't mean anything else but miracles, more of them happening in your life. You know, people that are operating from a position of higher vibration, like you are, have positive expectations. They always expect positive things. Now, people that are operating from a position of lower vibration and negative energy are always expecting the worst to happen. They're always, well, this is going to happen. Look at, this just isn't going to work out. It's not going to happen. It never happens for me. When you're living in a position and in a place of positive expectation, when you notice that you are feeling positive about the outcome of just about everything in your life, no matter what the physical evidence is, then guess what? Miracles are about to happen in your life. Big ones. I mean that. You know, higher vibrational people are filled with gratitude. I mean, they just can't be grateful enough for all the blessings in their life, all the good things that have happened in their life, their relationships, their family, their friends, you know, their health. It goes on and on, their career, their business. If you find that throughout the day, you are just immersing yourself in gratitude, you are operating at a much higher level of vibration. If you're doing any one of those eight factors that I mentioned, the evidence is that you are operating at a higher level of vibration, and that means you're putting yourself in a position to attract more of what you want, including miracles. And a miracle, in my definition, is something you don't expect to happen. It isn't likely to happen. The evidence says it won't happen, but it's going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? I believe you have a miracle coming. Maybe two. Keep working on those high vibrations. By the way, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, and find out, discover for yourself firsthand if miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, if a program is right for you. And if it is, and we feel you're right for us and we can help you, then we will talk about it and we'll go forth. And if not, hey, we part as friends and we love you. We wish you only goodness. It's that simple. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and on YouTube. Okay? iTunes and YouTube. You can also subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio as well. Okay, we love our YouTube subscribers because we also have videos that we are creating for YouTube that are not available anywhere else. They're not available on iTunes, for example. Hey, you're special. You have miracles coming in your life. And we feel privileged and filled with gratitude to be able to bring you this podcast each and every day. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great and wonderful day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.